Broadcasting here for 40 years, this is WFSI Annapolis.
WFSI presents Community Involvement.
Greetings and welcome. I'm Dwayne Keenan. Redistricting is coming, and here to talk about it is Maryland Young Republican Chair Brian Griffiths. Welcome to the program, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Dwayne.
Well, why is Anne Arundel County divided up into so many pieces when it was clear that citizens did not want that?
A lot of it has to do with politics. Anne Arundel County is a more conservative county that is surrounded by jurisdictions which are more favorable to the Democratic Party. So as a way to maximize Democratic representation and a way to minimize the chances of a Republican being elected from Anne Arundel County, Anne Arundel County routinely gets chopped up into separate pieces and attached to districts with a larger Democratic base in order to minimize the chances that a Republican can be elected. Anne Arundel County is big enough to deserve its own congressional district, or at least the majority of a congressional district. If we had that here in Anne Arundel County, it would be a more competitive district. There would be a chance that a Republican would be elected. But regardless of whether it will be a Republican elected or a Democrat elected, Anne Arundel County have a congressman that they could call their own, somebody who is understanding of the issues here in the county and somebody who is representative of the people who live here. And for too long, Anne Arundel County has been subjected to being sliced and diced to fit the needs of the governor in office at that time to meet certain political agendas. And certainly, all the people who testified at the hearing in Annapolis cannot possibly be happy with the idea that we've continued to be sliced and diced like this.
Well, Baltimore City has lost population. Shouldn't it therefore also lose some representation?
Yes, it should. However, when the governor of Maryland is also a former mayor of Baltimore and his all of his political connections and all of his political ties are to the city of Baltimore, it makes sense for him, in order to protect his base, to continue to keep Baltimore in the forefront at the expense of the Washington suburbs. The power base in the Democratic Party remains in Baltimore for the time being. By making sure that Baltimore is fairly represented or over-fairly represented in congressional redistricting is a way to keep that power base in Baltimore. And I'd be willing to bet when we see the legislative redistricting plan come out for the January session that something similar will take effect and that we will also see a map that is over-representative of the Baltimore region.
Well, that's where the Washington suburbs, I guess, feel that they're getting shortchanged. They may be heavily Democratic as well, but all the powers in Baltimore, and they're not getting as much representation, and they're upset as well.
They should be. I mean, it's Eastern Montgomery County has been tied into a district with parts of Howard County and Carroll County. Western Montgomery County is tied in with the rural districts of the 6th District and all of Western Maryland. Parts of Montgomery County that were represented by Congresswoman Edwards have now been thrown into Congressman Sarbanes' district. So now you're going to have actual parts of the Washington, D.C. suburbs likely to be represented by a congressman from Baltimore. It's very smart play. I mean, it's very, very reasonable for Washington area Democrats to be perturbed by the governor's plan because they have been taken advantage of in order to protect the incumbent congressman in the Baltimore area and to protect the representatives who were already there. Part of this problem is the fact that you have four members of Congress who live in a 15-minute radius of each other in Baltimore County, and the lines were still drawn to protect their bases and their seats and their interests, and the expense has to come somewhere, and the expense came from the districts in the Washington, D.C. suburbs. So if I were Democrats in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, I would definitely be take a moment of pause here in wondering whether it's in our best interest to vote for this map when it comes up.
Well, for a while there, it looked like they would want to redistrict Andy Harris out of his congressional seat, but his predecessor, Frank Cradivalt, is on his way to getting a judgeship, so he may not want his old job back. So if things switch now, it looks like Roscoe Bartlett now is – we only have two Republican congressmen.
Correct.
Representing Maryland. So if they're going to let Mr. Congressman Harris keep his seat, but they're focusing now on Roscoe Bartlett, why did they feel that he was vulnerable?
Well, Congressman Bartlett is 86 years old. He is not a prodigious fundraiser, and his district has now been shifted into areas that may or may not be necessarily familiar with him. So it's a lot easier for – to defeat Congressman Bartlett than it would be Congressman Harris, who is still a newcomer as part of the Young Guns program for the Republican Congressional Committee and has access to a lot of ability to fundraise as well as high name ID in the Baltimore area. Plus, it was a lot easier to draw a district to oust Congressman Bartlett without hurting the other Democratic incumbents than it would have been to oust Congressman Harris.
The opinions expressed on community involvement are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This program is presented as a public service.